Section 58. Praise be to thee, to whom the tongues of all created things have from eternity called, and yet fail to attain the heaven of thine eternal holiness and grandeur. The eyes of all beings have been opened to behold the beauty of thy radiant countenance, yet none hath succeeded in gazing on the brightness of the light of thy face. The hands of them that are nigh unto thee have ever since the foundation of thy glorious sovereignty and the establishment of thy holy dominion been raised suppliantly towards thee. Yet no one hath been able to touch the hem of the robe that clotheth thy divine and sovereign essence. And yet none can deny that thou hast ever been, through the wonders of thy generosity and bounty, supreme over all things, art powerful to do all things, and art nearer unto all things than they are unto themselves. Far be it then from thy glory that any one should gaze on thy wondrous beauty with any eye save thine own eye, or hear the melodies proclaiming thine almighty sovereignty with any ear except thine own ear. Too high art thou exalted for the eye of any creature to behold thy beauty, or for the understanding of any heart to scale the heights of thine immeasurable knowledge. For should the birds of the hearts of them that are nigh unto thee be ever enabled to soar as long as thine own overpowering sovereignty can endure, or to ascend as long as the empire of thy divine holiness can last, they shall in no wise be able to transcend the limitations which a contingent world hath imposed upon them, nor pass beyond its confines. How then can he, whose very creation is restricted by such limitations, attain unto him who is the Lord of the kingdom of all created things, or ascend into the heaven of him who ruleth the realms of loftiness and grandeur? Glorified, immeasurably glorified art thou, my best beloved. Inasmuch as thou hast ordained that the utmost limit to which they who lift their hearts to thee can rise is the confession of their powerlessness to enter the realms of thy holy and transcendent unity, and that the highest station which they who aspire to know thee can reach is the acknowledgement of their impotence to attain the retreats of thy sublime knowledge. I, therefore, beseech thee, by this very powerlessness which is beloved of thee, and which thou hast decreed as the goal of them that have reached and attained thy court, and by the splendours of thy countenance that have encompassed all things, and by the energies of thy will whereby the entire creation hath been generated, not to deprive them that have set their hopes in thee of the wonders of thy mercy, nor to withhold from such as have sought thee the treasures of thy grace. Ignite then within their hearts the torch of thy love, that its flame may consume all else except their wondrous remembrance of thee, and that no trace may be left in those hearts except the gem-like evidences of thy most holy sovereignty, so that from the land wherein they dwell no voice may be heard except the voice that extolleth thy mercifulness and might, that on the earth on which they walk no light may shine except the light of thy beauty, and that within every soul naught may be discovered except the revelation of thy countenance and the tokens of thy glory, that haply thy servants may show forth only that which shall please thee and shall conform wholly unto thy most potent will. Glory be to thee, O my God. The power of thy might beareth me witness. I can have no doubt that should the holy breaths of thy loving kindness and the breeze of thy bountiful favour cease for less than the twinkling of an eye to breathe over all created things, the entire creation would perish, and all that are in heaven and on earth would be reduced to utter nothingness. Magnified, therefore, be the marvellous evidences of thy transcendent power. Magnified be the potency of thy exalted might. Magnified be the majesty of thine all-encompassing greatness and the energizing influence of thy will. Such is thy greatness that wert thou to concentrate the eyes of all men in the eye of one of thy servants, and to compress all their hearts within his heart, and wert thou to enable him to behold within himself all the things thou hast created through thy power and fashioned through thy might, and were he to ponder throughout eternity over the realms of thy creation and the range of thy handiwork, he would unfailingly discover that there is no created thing but is overshadowed by thine all-conquering power and is vitalized through thine all-embracing sovereignty. Behold me then, O my God, fallen prostrate upon the dust before thee, confessing my powerlessness and thine omnipotence, my poverty and thy wealth, mine evanescence and thine eternity, mine utter abasement and thine infinite glory. I recognize that there is none other God but thee, that thou hast no peer nor partner, none to equal or rival thee. In thine unapproachable loftiness thou hast from eternity been exalted above the praise of anyone but thee, and shalt continue for ever in thy transcendent singleness and glory to be sanctified from the glorification of anyone except thine own self. I swear by thy might, O my beloved, to make mention of any created thing beseemeth not thy most exalted self, and to bestow any praise upon any one of thy creatures would be wholly unworthy of thy great glory. Nay, such a mention would be but blasphemy uttered within the court of thy holiness, and such praise would amount to no less than a transgression in the face of the evidences of thy divine sovereignty. For the mere mention of any one of thy creatures would in itself imply an assertion of their existence before the court of thy singleness and unity. Such an assertion would be naught but open blasphemy, an act of impiety, the essence of profanity and a wanton crime. Wherefore I bear witness with my soul, my spirit, my entire being, that should they who are the daysprings of thy most holy unity and the manifestations of thy transcendent oneness be able to soar so long as thine own sovereignty endureth and thine all-compelling authority can last, they will fail in the end to attain unto even the precincts of the court wherein thou didst reveal the effulgence of but one of thy most mighty names. Glorified, glorified be, therefore, thy wondrous majesty. Glorified, glorified be thine unattainable loftiness. Glorified, glorified be the preeminence of thy kingship and the sublimity of thine authority and power. The highest faculties which the learned have possessed, and whatsoever truths they in their search after the gems of thy knowledge have discovered, the brightest realities with which the wise have been endowed, and whatever secrets they in their attempts to fathom the mysteries of thy wisdom have unravelled, have all been created through the generative power of the spirit that was breathed into the pen which thy hands have fashioned. How, then, can the thing which thy pen hath created be capable of comprehending those treasures of thy faith, with which, as decreed by thee, that pen hath been invested? How can it ever know of the fingers that grasp thy pen, and of thy merciful favours with which it hath been endowed? How can it, already unable to reach this station, be made aware of the existence of thy hand that controlleth the fingers of thy might? How can it attain unto the comprehension of the nature of thy will that animateth the movement of thy hand? Glorified, glorified be thou, O my God. How can I ever hope to ascend into the heaven of thy most holy will, or gain admittance into the tabernacle of thy divine knowledge, knowing, as I do, that the minds of the wise and learned are impotent to fathom the secrets of thy handiwork, a handiwork which is itself but a creation of thy will. Praised be to thee, O Lord my God, my master, my possessor, my king. Now that I have confessed unto thee my powerlessness, and the powerlessness of all created things, and have acknowledged my poverty and the poverty of the entire creation, I call unto thee with my tongue and the tongues of all that are in heaven and on earth, and beseech thee with my heart and the hearts of all that have entered beneath the shadow of thy names and thine attributes, not to shut us from the doors of thy loving kindness and grace, nor to suffer the breeze of thy bountiful care and favour to cease from being wafted over our souls, nor to permit that our hearts be occupied with anyone except thee, or our minds to be busied with any remembrance save remembrance of thyself. By the glory of thy might, O my God, wert thou to set me king over thy realms, and to establish me upon the throne of thy sovereignty, and to deliver through thy power the reins of the entire creation into my hands, and wert thou to cause me, though it be for less than a moment, to be occupied with these things and be oblivious of the wondrous memories associated with thy most mighty, most perfect, and most exalted name, my soul would still remain unsatisfied, and the pangs of my heart unstilled. Nay, I would in that very state recognize myself as the poorest of the poor and the most wretched of the wretched. Magnified be thy name, O my God. Now that thou hast caused me to apprehend this truth, I beseech thee, by thy name which no scroll can bear, which no heart can imagine, and no tongue can utter, a name which will remain concealed so long as thine own essence is hidden, and will be glorified so long as thine own being is extolled, to unfurl, ere the present year draw to a close, the ensigns of thine undisputed ascendancy and triumph, that the whole creation may be enriched by thy wealth, and may be exalted through the ennobling influence of thy transcendent sovereignty, and that all may arise and promote thy cause. Thou art verily the Almighty, the All-Highest, the All-Glorious, the All-Subduing, the All-Possessing.